grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 24th of October. It is 7 minutes after the hour 7. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Rapid Robert, Bad Bob. What else can I throw out there?
What's the front of Google? What is the Google sign today?
The Google doodle is Anton van Leeuwenhoek's 384th birthday, and I have no idea who, in fact, that is, but I expect if I click the Google doodle, it appears to be. It's hard to tell from the doodle, but I can certainly look that up.
A Google doodle.
Yes, that's what those are called.
Sounds like a breed from the Labber doodle.
Good morning. Actually, maybe he was a physicist. I don't know.
Good morning. Hey. Did you have a nice weekend, Bob?
Well, it was a mixed bag. Friday I went to, I was a guest of Dr. Danukas, you might say.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
but you know what?
Everything go in okay?
Ba-da-boom, yeah.
You know, Dr. Danuka was saying that he was going to, you know, there's an Olympic record for how much hose.
Yeah.
You know he was going to go there, didn't you?
Sorry,
no, but here's the deal, is that once you go through that experience, aren't you happy when it's done?
It's
and they treat you so well at Dr. Danuka. You feel special.
Well, they do.
They're loving. They're attentive. And when you're finished with that procedure, you feel like, okay, I can mark that off my list for another 5 years.
Did he kiss you on the forehead when you left?
I don't know. I slept through the whole darn thing.
Of course you do. I mean, otherwise you'd be sitting there going,
twilight.
Did you get a signed affidavit from him that you can show Brenda that your head's not up your butt? Okay, I just
wait
to make
a minute.
Sure.
That is a weird Monday morning, and that's okay. But
we're down the wrong road.
We're
here.
Hey, Bob. So besides the mixed bag, Friday happened, and what else?
Well, I worked on my boat. It was
there you go. Yeah. Well, that works. We've got a lot to cover here. We had a fantastic night last night. We were we went to Mosley Cellars, and they had a winemaker's dinner.
The fall wine.
Yes, and we're gonna have Mimi on Wednesday morning because I have to tell you, you know, the friends that we were with, they have a huge wine collection. They've been all over the world. I mean, that's their thing. I mean, they come right out and say, yes, we're wine snobs, because they just love it. So we sat next to a second, I guess they have second tier sommelier, what they would call, and the gal that was helping the Mosleys. And I was asking all about, you know, they're called somms, because I guess some people don't know how to, and I'm one of them, sommelier, how you say it. But anyway, so it was a wonderful road and wonderfully paired. And I love when you have people who love and they're artistic and they're passionate about what they do. So you had the chef that was there and the servers that were there. And the servers were there because they love the Mosleys. She said they're friends. And it was just the greatest, a lot of people we didn't know. And it was just a nice night. Didn't feel hungover. Didn't feel, you know, like stuffed. It was a pleasant, everything about it had the pleasantries of my palate were tickled.
Squid ink pasta.
Oh.
Pork belly.
Oh, interesting.
Mushroom
soup.
With an onion, and it was fabulous.
It was just a wonderful dinner, and the wine was outstanding. In fact, George, who is a wine connoisseur, was saying that the Mosley wines are some of the best he's ever tasted. So that's
this
kind of
is
like
so
high.
Wonderful. Yeah. In fact, anyway. I just texted Mimi to tell her that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday morning. Congratulations for making up partway through October. We're almost finished here on the 24th. Can you believe it? We've got
a week from today.
I know, and there's all kinds of
Halloween
stuff happening.
I have a question. Why do you have your Halloween stuff on now? But it was just a joke.
Oh, because it's black. Oh, well, anyway. Okay, you're just on a roll this morning, Carl.
Well,
you're the pull my pigtail kind of guy right now.
Danger, danger, danger.
Anton van Leeuwenhoek was a Dutch tradesman and scientist best known for his work in the development and improvement of the microscope and also for his subsequent contribution toward the study of microbiology.
Well, our guest we're going to get to in a minute would know very much about microscopes and microbiology and all that other stuff. We won't give that away yet, but we want you to know right now it's currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. 40 to 90% chance of rain today and heavy rain, so the forecast says, with our highs of just 60 degrees. Then tonight, all right, so we go from today 40 to 90. Then tonight the prediction is 90 to 50. So get ready. And that's low of 52. Tomorrow calls for about 60% chance of rain with our highs of 62. And that's really how we go throughout the week. Highs of 70 on Wednesday. Thursday calls for 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 66. So we're getting into that turtleneck. Thank God I spent the weekend pulling out my sweaters and washing them. So anyway, turtleneck weather. That's where we go here and bring out your boots. So we actually Sunday is high near 61. So that's where we're kind of falling this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read our weather, they are our weather sponsor. Veteran-owned. Love that. Veteran-owned. We love to support our veteran-owned business, local businesses. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. We're here with Julie Winter.
Yay! Glad to be here.
Right
running for election for the Reading City Council. So what's been the biggest surprise, Julie, since you've been running?
The biggest surprise? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The amount of work, obviously, in running a campaign is huge. I had no idea. So that's been a tremendous surprise. Also, just what probably one of the most fun things for me has been meeting the people. And it's like you have this big house and you're discovering rooms and treasures in the rooms. And so we just have a lot of wonderful, amazing people in our city that I've gotten to meet. That's been a great opportunity. I wouldn't have been able to do so otherwise. Lots of generous people, lots of volunteers, people who are really passionate about whether it's arts, whether it's helping people getting out of drugs, just being at the Good News Rescue Mission's dinner the other night. Oh, that was inspiring. And the same,
Harvest of Hope.
Yeah, the Harvest of Hope. Mm-hmm. And then the One Safe Place dinner, that was quite moving as well, the guest speaker that they had for that. So just amazing and just huge turnout of people. Like at the Harvest of Hope, that place was packed out.
Yes, they do.
It always has been.
Yeah.
So when they had the guest, just kind of before we get into really a lot of things, but when they had at the One Safe Place, the guest speaker was one of the women who
Yes. She was one of the women that was held captive for 10 years by
Michelle Knight.
But by that guy in
Cleveland.
Yeah. And so, wow, what a story. She was captured at the age of 22 and got out at 32. And so her biggest challenge, one of her biggest challenges, she said, was understanding technology. So much had changed when she came out, you know, Google and Facebook and using a phone and just that like life had passed her by. And then just the whole process of trying to learn to trust again and to believe that there was good things, because her childhood was rather abusive as well. So she went from one abuse to another.
Yeah.
But it was amazing what the beauty that came out of a horrible situation, her attitude and towards life and the future was actually very positive. She had quite a story of hope to tell.
I love those gatherings. They've had I've attended a few of them, and I can't recall the names of some of the speakers, but they've had similar. The one gal from Utah that was So yeah, we're gonna have to take a break, and okay, you know why we feel so good today?
Why?
Well, because we had a chance through the weekend, through the wild weekend, to be able to come home. And we'll come back with you, Julie, but we need to tell everybody, of course, we always, at this segment of the show, always talk about our Sleep Number bed. We get home, and it's a place for us to get our deep amount of sleep that we need to get so that we can come on the air in the morning and be able to have a very inspiring day where we've rested well. And that's because we go home to our Sleep Number bed. And last night I put my Sleep Number setting down to 40. And yours is?
My Sleep Number setting 60. And it's the sleep's so important. It's part of the ways of being healthy, sleep, nutrition, or diet, and exercise. Well, sleep is always great on a Sleep Number bed. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology that tracks your sleep so you know when to adjust for your best night's sleep, whether it's diet, exercise, or your Sleep Number setting. According to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. We've slept great on ours for three years now. It's made in America. It was rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. It's got guarantees. You need to go down to the Target Shopping Center, get on the bed, and let them show you what it's really, truly good to sleep in. Right now, experience the comfort of the Sleep Number adjustability. Save $400 on the C4 mattress. It's the lowest price ever. And head on down, see Brian Janice, and ask them to show you and to demonstrate why Sleep Number is so good. Hey, we're here with Julie Winter, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at orchardnutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 24th of October. It's a week away from Thanksgiving, from Halloween. Yeah. Yes, we're going to a Halloween party, and already, you know, Karen's going crazy about how to dress us. I'm going simple. I'm not going to say what I'm going at, but trust me, it's a lot simpler than it has been in the past. But we are here.
Julie Winters is our guest this morning, of course. It's plural. Winter.
No S. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Julie Winter is with us this morning, and of course, she's running for city council, and we're thrilled to have you on today.
Thank you.
To talk about some of your policies, and the question was what you've seen since you've been running, and you've been all over town.
Right.
Speaking and being introduced to our wonderful citizens of the North State.
Yeah. We have some amazing people. Obviously, the top issue is public safety. That's what people want to talk about the most. People are affected by public safety. They see it every day. They see the social issues every day. They see the changes with the increasing level of homelessness, the rise in heroin, the increasing property crime rates, and so that's the number one issue on people's minds. And that's part of my platform. But really, underneath that piece. That, to me, again, I come back to, that's the symptomatology of disease, of underlying disease. That's our poor economy. So to really affect change permanently, we've got to increase jobs, and we need to be looking at other cities that are doing it. So that's where I have been spending my time and research in other cities. I gave a presentation last week, an economic presentation, and was comparing our beautiful city with three or four other cities that had really revitalized and revitalized themselves and how they did that. So there's some really great lessons to learn. The potential, what drives me, what makes one of the reasons I'm running is we have so much potential. I just see that there's a lot that we can do. So I'm a big thinker. I tend to think big picture, and I tend to think forward, future. And yes, we have problems. We need to address the problems. We'll be doing that along the way, but we've got to be setting vision to what we want to look like in 10 or 20 years, and we'll solve the problems as we get there.
Stillwater, somebody else has come in. I believe it's a company that builds greenhouses and stuff. And one of the city council people, well, Brent Weaver to be specific, said he doesn't sure if these are the kind of businesses that should be out at Stillwater. Now, Stillwater's been there a long time without any businesses except the strawberry business that just came on or goats grazing on it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion of
this? So Stillwater, and because I got an email on that question from an interested party, I won't say who, potential purchase. It's lot 5, 15-acre lot. It's a prime lot when you come in. And Emerald is a local business that's a manufacturing, which is a business I support. I think they wanted to expand that business from 22 to 30 employees to make more greenhouses. And I support manufacturing. The issue for me, though, when I looked at it, is like, okay, so we're going to sell a prime lot to grow a business from 22 to 30 employees. That's a net of 8 employees, average salary about $49,000 a year. And so we're going to give up a prime lot for that. I was concerned about the number of jobs that business is going to generate, because one of the purposes of Stillwater is to create clustered industry. So would Emerald be bringing in other businesses like that? Is that a good use of public money? We spent a lot of money on Stillwater, so I want to make sure that we get a company in there that's producing more jobs. We're not just getting rid of the land, like, because we're frustrated and we're tired. And I understand. You know, we are tired. We're tired of the cost that we've put in and the cost we're incurring to keep it. But it's kind of like one person put it, it's kind of like swimming across the ocean and drowning on the beach. You know, we get the whole project done, and then we're going to just sort of turn it over to a company that's only going to produce 8 additional employees over 15 acres. That's all, you know, that's 2 acres an employee. Of prime land.
So you're not for it either, then?
I'm for this business expanding, but not at Stillwater. I think we need to preserve that for a bigger fish.
That bigger fish has been coming on for 10 years.
Yeah, there's another offer on that lot, though. And the activity, that's the other reason, is the activity is increasing substantially out there. The interest is increasing. So there's lots of inquiries. There's not a lot of shovel-ready lots in California. So as marketing is changing, manufacturing is changing around the world.
So what kind of jobs would you, do you want there? What kind of
well,
industry
I think
do you
we,
want
I,
there?
It's not that I don't want – we want tech. We want manufacturing. So it's not that we don't want Emerald. It was more of the number of employees that they were going to be providing and the salary. So for me, that was the key point is if they were going to be, you know, bringing in 200 employees – that would have been a different story.
So do they have to vote? The city council has to vote on who gets out there?
I don't know if they vote on that or not. That's a good question. I don't know if they do.
Well, I mean, it must go through some kind of...
It has to go through some kind of a review. So I was at the last city council meeting. I didn't see it come up for vote. I'm hoping that whatever we do, we make sure that Emerald finds a piece of property that suits them and so that they can expand. I want them to be able to expand. I want their business to be able to expand. I just don't really want to give up a prime 15-acre lot for that particular business.
So who else
business.
Is looking out there at Stillwater?
There's another bid on that same lot right now. From a, there's not much information. It's a DLH or something family corporation. I don't know what the business is, but I know that there's another bid on that lot that they're looking at right now.
DLH is delivery and transport. Yeah. Of packages, right?
So,
DLH?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that same business. It's
because that's an international business.
Right.
So I have to just compliment you on Julie Winter popping up. You know, Facebook, you'll get these cute little pet, you know, next thing you know, you're watching 10 minutes of these cute little pet videos. And there pops up Julie Winter on the bridge of Sundial. And then I'm just on USA Today and boom. Up, I mean, you've got brilliant people around you. I pledge to leverage our assets.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council. Learn more. I mean, you're just coming up in all of these great, you know, it's.
I've got a great social media guy. I'm everywhere. I'm stalking myself.
You turn on your TV, there you are.
There I am.
If you stay here long enough, you'll hear you too. Julie, let's go back to Stillwater one more time, and then I'll turn it loose. But I'm going to keep gnawing on this one. So what has to meet the criteria of people out there? Okay, these guys want to expand. We took a strawberry company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, the strawberry company is smaller than the other one, right?
I think the strawberry company had 35 employees.
Okay, 35 employees.
Was going to grow 35 employees. So it was going to – there was going to be more employees. And I don't know which lot it was. It might not have been – so I have to go back and look at that one. I didn't look at that one that close
well,
at the time.
But this is what people are going to be asking is, okay, Stillwater we spend millions
right.
of dollars
right.
on. And we continue to spend lots yeah. of money on. And we've got city council members and people running for city council. Say, well, I'm not sure that's the business I want to have in there. Yes, it may be that we've swum the ocean and are floundering in the shallows, but here's a shark right behind you. Here's the last part. His jaws is right behind you. And
I want to come back again. This is a long vision. This is uh-huh. a 50-year plan because once yeah. you give over that lot and you get a business there, you can't get them out of there. You can't go back, oh, man, I wish we wouldn't have done that because now we're getting this interest in tech or manufacturing, and that's a lot, that lot five is a problem lot. Prime lot, and I think the city offered them another lot that was a little more obscure, but they weren't as interested in that lot. So it's not like the city wasn't trying to work with them. The city is
trying. They
were
still offering Stillwater, but just not
yes,
that lot.
Yes, they just want that lot. So they were offering
if that's
– Yeah.
I never heard that
yes,
part of it. And it's kind of like, well, we'd like to find another place in
Reading
is what I heard, another place in Reading. You know what? I mean, it's kind of like, well, if Anderson could offer them a better deal, probably.
Yeah.
You know, when it gets down to it. But, okay. All right. I'll let that
We do
but
need to help
I
them.
I just a little – I as a taxpayer, as yeah. you are, but
right.
you're running for decision maker.
I
would like to know then what is your vision for
yeah.
being there? I mean, is it got to be a specific – has got to be like a tech company? Does it have to have 40 jobs? You know, what's your criteria
mm-hmm.
then?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's a number of jobs listed, but there's definitely design. There's also design recommendations for what the park should look like, so that you want to make sure that you're attracting. You get once you get the first business in there, you want it to be a good one because then you're going to be starting to attract cluster, and then one business feeds off another, so you get this. Synergy effect, and we need to make sure that we have that we don't just have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then we lose the whole purpose of building that. We spent a lot of money on that. We need a return on investment. I don't want to just give it away because we're so frustrated in the short game.
That's what I was looking for. I want something with a vision here because because, hell, we already gave it away with a strawberry field.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was the first one. And so if your vision is that, okay, we want to keep them out there, we want to keep it in a cluster that in this area that we could have this kind. And this business generates this business.
And then, okay, oh, well, then now we got these two. This one will for sure come in. So there's definitely a strategy out there. That Stillwater hit the market at a really rough time with the recession. But things are a-changing, and there's not a lot of shovel-ready lots available. So the interest, from what I understand, has picked up tremendously. So we're going to get some offers.
Okay.
All right.
We're with Julie Winter here, and we're getting ready to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark had started this 10 years ago, and her business, and I tell you what, it's the best. It is absolutely the best. We would let, I would put my parents in with Sharon. Whether it's a short term from, like, say, an operation or an injury, and you need some help around the house, whether it's long term in-home care, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. Every person is personally screened
and
by
bonded,
Sharon.
Bonded, yes.
Insured, bonded, trained. You make sure it fits for your family. That's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back with Julie Winter.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Hi, everybody. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. It's football season, and Mighty Fine has great deals on our nearly 300 beers for whichever big game you're looking forward to this weekend. We've also got daily deli specials under $5, fried chicken that can't be beat, and these new sriracha chicken bites that you just have to try. Locally owned and operated at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine has everything you need for game day. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back on this fabulous Monday morning here at KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt, how are you doing?
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, it's the only one with an in-house saltwater pool. In-house spa, the Boheme Spa. It's absolutely a fabulous place to work out at, you know, clean. The people are extremely friendly. It's got everything you could possibly imagine, from yoga to spinning to reclining bicycles. And I'm not sure how those work, but it's good. It's worked for Bob. Bob's just having a great time over there. Give him a call at 768-1205. They've got all different types of packages there for everybody, for anything you want. Okay, we're here with Julie Winter, and we've been talking about Stillwater and her vision for Stillwater. D&E has your support for D&E has led to the unions supporting you.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. I mean, all the candidates meet with the unions. And my intent with the unions when we originally talked was, I'm not sure if I want to have backing of the union. I want to be able to listen to the unions. I want to be able to understand what you have to say, but I'm not sure. Let's talk through. This is what I believe in for the city, and let me hear what your concerns are. And so through that process, I met with the union several times, and really just trying to figure out where they're at. And they're frustrated with the crime too. You know, their families live here too. So, and they're frustrated with arresting people that are released then and they're rearresting them. They're frustrated that they don't have enough staff. They're frustrated that people are frustrated that they can't get out to calls on times. I mean, I have numerous friends that are on the police department. So the more I talked with them over time, I felt comfortable with taking their support. And I was really clear about that. I said, you know, we're not always going to agree. I'm always going to put the interests of the city first. I thank you for your support. They just said, well, we believe that you're the best candidate. You're bringing forth an economic vision. We need that too. We need that for our families too. So a lot of our visions aligned. And so
No
quid pro quo.
No raising of their salaries?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because they gave me support? No. And they know that. It's going to be
no raising of salaries. Of the salaries. Place?
Well, over time, eventually, you got to give everybody raises at some point. But so I'm not saying I will never give a raise. Can't say that. But it's not going to be because you backed me.
Okay. So what happens if D doesn't pass, Julie?
If D doesn't pass, oh, that will be a sad day. I'm really hoping D passes.
So you can be elected, and then D doesn't pass.
And then D doesn't pass. We're going to be where we're at right now, where there's just not another source of revenue to do what we need to do. One of the biggest things is jail space. I think that's probably one of our biggest limiting factors. That ARC, the Shasta County, will be building that in the next couple of years. So in a couple of years, we'll have some increasing jail space. But right now, being able to arrest people and put them in jail has been very difficult. So then how do you have accountability in the system if you can't put somebody in jail? That's really frustrating. That's very frustrating for the officers as well.
Well, it is for everybody.
And
it's for the
entire system.
Yeah.
Very frustrating to see the same people. You just put them in, you know, you just arrested them yesterday.
Well, I asked the undersheriff about this, and he gave me a couple reasons, but there's no reason really. But why not take some of the money, if this passes, and immediately double the amount of money that's going to the sheriff? It's supposed to be $275,000 more to put people, you know, to send mm-hmm. people away. What's wrong with giving him like $2 million to send people
mm-hmm.
away
mm-hmm.
immediately? Take 100 people out of that jail so we can put 100 people in. Mm-hmm. Would you support that?
I would certainly support looking at that, although then you're taking money away from the number of officers that you have. So, and you know, we do need officers as well, so that you can be more proactive.
It's going to take you 6 months to a year to get your officers.
They're going to start, if this passes, they're going to start hiring. I think they're going to already start hiring if this passes, and just, you know, pay themselves back.
Got through saying that that if you don't have a jail, it doesn't do any good to
have
officers.
Yeah, you need both. You got to have jail, and you need more officers as well. So I don't think jail's the only answer. So my concern, I'd have to look at that proposal specifically, but I'm definitely in favor of more jail space. Yeah. So have to look at that. Yeah. I don't, just off the top of my head, I'm trying to look at, think in my head, the where all the money is spent on D. They have it allocated out. That $11 million is allocated out. So
let's go to the phones. Melody.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for Julie?
Yes. Well, the measures D and E, the fact that there's a measure E shows that there's a lack of trust with the citizens of Reading and our city council, that they're trying to guarantee that they're going to spend it where it's supposed to go, and even that is vague in its writing. My question for Julie is, did she contribute to Revive Reading? Did she make financial contributions to Revive Reading, the ones behind all of the signs for Measure D and E? And did she think that being an advocate for D and E was going to help her chances in becoming a seat at City Council?
Okay. Well, I
thanks, Melody.
I actually helped Rocky start Revive Reading back when it was we were promoting Measure B. So way, way back in the day, back in 2014, because I was very involved in that whole project with the Sheraton Hotel. And so Rocky is a good friend of mine. And when Measures D&E, when it was first proposed, I said yes to it right off the bat. I knew I was going to get heat from it, and I have gotten heat from quarters. Why, different people, why are you supporting this? I knew that I'd lose some voters and I'd gain some voters, but I had to do what was right. I mean, basically, it comes down to what do you really believe in? I believe that we need public safety, and to say you believe in public safety but aren't willing to fund it isn't a tenable position to me. So I'm willing to take the heat for that. So yes, I have given personal money. I think I gave Revive Reading $100 or so right off the beginning to help them get launched because they needed to have money to market for and signs. Because as a citizen, I believed that it was the right thing to do. So I came on for D&E at the beginning, even before I ever knew that the unions were going to support me. So that was a decision I made. I didn't do D&E because I wanted the union support. I did it because it was the right thing to do.
You were saying that at the beginning.
I've said it from the beginning. In fact, some of my first political behind-the-scenes advisors said, don't even come out on it. It's not even written yet. I'm like, this is what the community has said they want. They want public safety. This is a plan for public safety. There is no other plan. If D&E doesn't pass, there is no other plan. CAD and McElvain don't have a plan. They're saying they support public safety, but they don't have a plan other than to pull money out of reserves, which would last, 6 months. So there is.
So what's your plan if it doesn't pass?
So, well, we'll have to continue to work with what we have. Man, I'll be looking at any options that we can do to. That's going to probably require more citizen involvement, more community patrols. We have the guardian angels that have come up, but it's going to require more of us getting out there, being involved, being on the trails. I would love to have a trail patrol if that's the case. But it's not the same as having a police officer that can confront somebody that's high on heroin. You don't want that, your citizens doing that, or that's robbing a customer. There's at a level you need professionals. We have 98 officers. We used to have 120, and that was before heroin, before AB 109. Now we have all these prisoners on our streets. They're our own prisoners have been released.
That kind of brings us to something else, too, then. We've got... We were 30 officers shorter than we were 6-7 years ago, and yet we're paying more money for that same amount of officers because of unfunded liabilities.
Yes, that's correct.
So hiring more officers is just going to make it worse, our unfunded liabilities. Do you have a plan on that?
So the money that's within in paying for those officers is also including the money that's going to be going towards their benefits or so what we're doing with new hires, they're paying more. So what we're doing with this unfunded stuff is we're paying for people who've already retired in the past. We're going to be continuing to pay on that through about 2035, 2040, and then that obligation will go off. But the money that's going to be generated, and we hire an officer, we pay him the salary, we're already setting aside money for his pension. So I don't see unfunded obligations getting worse because the new hires, we're paying the higher rates for them.
Do you see any money everybody's been saying that, if D passes and $11 million, which is also kind of a suspect number, if D passes and the money, $11 million, comes – that they won't be pulling it out of the back end. You know what I mean? Okay, this is $11 million. This is going to go to mental health and the police. Well, what keeps the city council from using $11 million out of the regular general budget to pay
something else? It'll be people like you, and it'll be people, the media, and our citizens holding our feet to the fire. And so I give you permission to do that. I promise that every penny will be spent on public safety, and we're not going to cut it on the back end in the general fund budget. This is what the community has said they wanted. And as an elected official, we need to implement what this community has said they wanted. I'm running on that. And I believe in the community. I believe in public safety. This is what they've said they've wanted. We have a plan. Let's do it. Let's not be so afraid and that we get stuck and stay where we're at. If we don't pass D&E, we're going to be right where we're at right now. there isn't really another, there isn't a pot of money that we can pull from. $11 million in funding to, that's a lot of money to be able to get a pretty comprehensive plan. Maybe it's not everything I want, but it's pretty darn good. It is what we have.
All right, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, if you want the public to hold the city council's feet to the fire on issues, you need to put the comment section back up in front, because many people like me who got up at 4 this morning and are working all day to pay taxes, I can't stay up late and come up and tell you my complaints. Now, I'm sitting up here at Bartell Burgers, sitting out my pickup, talking on the phone, and I look in the back parking lot up here, and I see a lime green tent. Somebody sleeping up here. Now, it's against the law to camp in the city limits of Reading. Why isn't this enforced? All you've got to do is a police officer pull up and tell them to move on and watch them pack up. And as far as putting on 30 more officers, all that's going to do is speed up the revolving door at the jail. We need a jail. That's all we need. Our police officers are doing a really good job. But the reason I called was about Stillwater. You know, when Mike Warren built that, he said we're going to be able to pick and choose the businesses that we want to locate there. I didn't realize it was going to be 10 years, and I don't believe he did either. The problem seems to be that the government is running business now. Now you're deciding who can move out there, and no, we don't want you out there. We want you to move over in this other lot over here. I wouldn't blame them if they went to Anderson.
Okay, Nick.
The government needs to just supply services. If they want to make Reading more business friendly, they could lower the permit fees and lower the demands that aren't necessary. Thank you. Have a great day, Julie. You too. Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick.
I like his question about enforcing. We actually do have anti-camping ordinances. I would love to see that. I would love to see that enforced.
That is so far down the list, though, Julie. I mean, yeah. I mean, let's just.
But
I
it's
mean,
it is and it's fr- but it's frustrating to.
It is
it's
frustrating.
But to do that, you need to have more officers. But
this is where we are.
You need to have more people.
Yeah, that's true. But this is where we are. That you just see stuff, and we're so used to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable, but guess what? It is acceptable because it's all around you and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah. We have to change that attitude. We need a place for people to go to get help. But if they don't want to get help, though, then we need to keep disrupting their behavior so that they either go get help or they go somewhere else.
Let's come back and talk about that. A sobering center, a day center, and disrupting people who are here and don't want the help.
Yep.
How do we get them out of town, Julie? As a city council person, how would you do that? Because nobody else has figured this out yet. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
A red wine. Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our beautiful Monday morning. We're so glad you're part of it with us. Yeah, don't you just feel this in the air now? It's starting to truly, you know, change. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Going to get your watches repaired, your jewelry reset, your diamond stones. You know, every now and then, if you go in and you get your jewelry checked, you'll see that, you know, perhaps you have like a prong that is not holding your diamond. You don't want to look down all of a sudden to see your stones missing. So it's good to have it checked actually yearly, especially if you wear them all the time and you're doing housework or gardening. And, you know, we're starting to change our clothes out from closets and stuff. Things get banged around. So go check them out, especially Christmas coming up and all of the wonderful specials they have. 2225 Hilltop Drive, that's Four Winds Jewelry.
All right, we're here with Julie Winter, and we got our last segment here. We're talking about Julie. We're getting Julie fired up here, and Julie said, "Okay, if we have people on the street,
yeah,
and we offer them help,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want it, then it's time to get rid mm-hmm. of them." Not get rid of them, but yeah. to move them on. So what?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of help are you talking about?
So there needs to be help for substance abuse, for getting off drugs. You need shelter. You need to be able to offer mental health services. Perhaps we look at a day center. There's talk about a day center, especially if you can get co-location of services. So people can go just one place, because oftentimes many of these people are so mentally ill that they just don't function and can't get to the services they need. So where you can co-locate and get them the help they need. But there has to be some buy-in at their part, like that they're willing to follow through. And I would love to see some kind of a way to that where they earn – there's some kind of work, whatever, community work involved in that. So that they're just getting free stuff, but that they're invested in getting better. And for the people who don't want that, for the people who are out on heroin, they don't want that. Well, if they're using or they're high or they're – arrest them and hopefully stop the cycle. Some people say, well, you don't put drug addicts in jail. Well, you know what? I have a dear family member. Jail saved his life because it stopped the cycle, got him sober enough to be able to say, okay, I don't want to live like this.
But they can't keep him in jail for that.
No. So I would, but were there, how about this? If you don't go into this program, you're going to go to jail. Have the threat of jail if you don't go into a program.
So we need a jail, though.
So, but you need a jail to have – you need a stick to get people to take the carrot. We have some carrots. We just can't get people to take it because there's not a stick.
So what's your priorities? Sobering center? Day center?
You need the mental health stabilization, sobering center, key priority. the day center, I don't believe that that's the city's role to, I think that needs to come from the community nonprofit, like the good, okay. working with the Good News Rescue Mission
them,
and others.
Yeah.
Let them pull that together. But let's, we can all work together. That's a county issue too. But we say, hey, we have these services. You go get help. If you're not going to get help and you just want to camp on our streets, no, you can't do that. We have anti-camping ordinances. And so we're going to make you pick up your stuff. And if you go, you know, try it again, we just keep after you. We keep you moving you on so that there's not a comfortable place for you to settle in the bushes. We keep you moving. And so either you go get help or you go into another community, wherever, some other community where, you know, I hate to say it, but you know what? We have to protect ourselves. And, you know, we're going to offer you help, but if you don't want it, you can't do your
here.
Bad behavior yeah, here.
You just can't. We're not going to continue.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
you.
that's how I raised my kids. That's a principle I applied.
Yeah, and these you can't send them to your room. You got to send them someplace
There's
else.
Your options, but, you know.
Okay, unfunded liabilities, $300 million worth. Okay, let's even forget the, you know, that's going to be funding that, because a lot of people seem to think that, and rightfully so, E means nothing. E is just kind of a placebo.
I disagree. I believe E is powerful.
And why? You don't have to listen to it.
Oh, well, but I do. Politically, I do. Absolutely,
it has no bite to it.
Well, it does.
Well,
I think it does.
Well, what's the bite?
Because it's a promise to the community of how we're going to spend it.
Okay, for you. Okay, so the next city council comes in here, they may feel differently. But what I'm saying is just forget. Just say that that's been used, all of it being used by the for what it's supposed
to
be.
That's doing what it's supposed to, right?
Unfunded liabilities, which we are paying more and more on.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we handle that?
So
what's your plan for that?
So the plan for that, and we have plans already through the year 2020. Unfunded pension obligations are going to be going kind of slowly rising. They're going to hit a peak at about 2020, stay there till about 2035 to 2040 or so, then they'll drop back down because we're paying for people that have retired in the past where we didn't set aside enough money. So the plan right now with the city, Kurt Starman gave a presentation on this just a few weeks ago, is that we're going to be drawing down our reserves from, there'll be $7.2 million, I think, by the end of the year. We'll be dropping those down to $4 million, which is you can't really go below $4 million, otherwise you run into trouble. So we're going to be using our reserves for pension obligations up at least through the year 2020. So we're, you know, we have it covered. Through 2020. So that's why I'm going to keep coming back and say, dang it, we need jobs. We have got to make a bigger pie. We've been existing on the same size pie, trying to cut it in smaller pieces. I'm saying, you know, the answer is, why is it a zero-sum game? We need jobs. We need to do whatever we can to increase the economy. And there's, you know, we had Venture Weekend at the EDC. That was pretty exciting. Just the new startup weekend. There's a lot of potential around here.
That people don't even understand.
The Venture Hub is about filled up. Over 50 new startups. I got a call from a guy from the Silicon Valley interested in moving a business up here. So
we're training them through, their web guys are being trained.
Joe McKenna with the CloudWise. I think in the next few years, we're going to start seeing this rise and increase in businesses that will help pay for those pension obligations.
Okay, Roberta, you get last question.
Okay, I had a friend that worked in the, I don't know if you call it the welfare department in St. Paul, Minnesota, and they designed a place with mailboxes, showers, and all these services for the homeless, and then they ended up with 10 times the homeless because everybody came there for the services. And I was wondering what prevents us getting more homeless people when we provide all these services.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for
Bye.
And she brings up a really good point, and I feel that too, that we need to be really careful in how we do this, that we're not doing it in a way that attracts more homeless people.
Okay. You have last chance at speaking here.
All right. Well, hey, the elections are coming up November 8th, and that's just 2 weeks from tomorrow, so don't forget to vote. And I hope you will consider voting for Julie Winter. You can find out more about me at juliewinter.com. You can also find out about me at Julie Winter for Reading City Council. On Facebook, I have several YouTube videos that share my heart and vision about our assets, about public safety, about the economy. And it really comes down to that. The bottom line is it's about jobs. So we have to make jobs our number one priority. That means every city department is looking at how they interface with that. So building and planning and impact fees. How do you mitigate impact fees? How do you make it easier for builders to be able to put businesses up? That we need to look at. Can you incentivize, especially for businesses that create high-paying jobs? We need to be looking at that. We need to be looking at what are the barriers for business. I believe right now the number one barrier is lack of a skilled worker, and we can't attract them to the area because we haven't told our story well and because of public safety. So we need to clean up our streets so we can people look at our city and say, I would want to stay there. I would want to start my business there. I'd want to move my family here. So that's what it's about for me.
Julie Winter.
Thank you so much, Julie, for joining us.
It was
we
a pleasure.
Love your passion.
You know
thank
what,
you.
Julie, and I pushed you on. I pushed you today.
That's
and,
all right.
And as I'm pushing everybody, but you're able to, to respond on these, even though Linda was looking at me with, glaring eyes. Anyway, okay, Julie, thanks a lot. Good luck. And
thank you.
We'll be right back with Steve Morgan.
News is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Massachusetts, five people dead following a wrong-way crash on Interstate 495. It happened in Middleborough, says State Police Major Anthony Thomas.
The crash this morning was caused by the wrong-way operator traveling southbound in the northbound lane. The ongoing investigation will determine the contributing factors and stimuli reasons why this crash occurred.
Meanwhile, in California early yesterday morning, 13 people died when a tour bus rear-ended a semi-truck.
A 1996 MCI passenger bus transporting 44 passengers struck the rear of a Freightliner truck with a trailer in the number 3 lane.
And that is the voice of California Highway Patrol Border Division Chief Jim Abiel. He says the bus was traveling much faster than the semi, so much faster it went about 15 feet into the trailer when it made that contact. Economists responding to the latest quarterly survey from the National Association for Business Economics appear to be more or less optimistic about the remainder of 2016.
The expectations for the fourth quarter are generally positive in terms of further increases in sales, hiring, and capital investment.
That's NABE survey analyst Ken Simonson. Most respondents reported slower sales growth in the third quarter of this year. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of gasoline has dropped to $2.25 nationwide with some big variations in between.
In a panel of cities in the lower 48 states, Tulsa is the low, $1.95, and San Francisco is again the high, $2.78 for regular grade.
Lundberg says as motorists typically drive fewer miles when the days get shorter with fall and then winter coming on, prices are likely to continue their downward spiral for now. On Wall Street, it's the Dow on more of an upward spiral. It's up 93 points, the S&P 500 up by 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending safe sleep for babies, and those recommendations updated with some new research behind them, as Dr. Charles Schneiderman explains.
About 3,500 U.S. infants die each year while sleeping. The AAP recommendations on keeping babies safe while sleeping include placing babies on their back on a firm surface, keep them cool and avoid soft objects, loose clothing, or bedding. Babies should sleep in the same room as parents or caregivers, and that room should be free of smoke. Breastfed infants are at lower risk, but babies whose mothers use drugs or alcohol are at higher risk.
That is Dr. Charles Schneiderman. New Hampshire police say a positive identification is pending, but they believe a body pulled out of the Merrimack River in Massachusetts on Sunday is a teenager who'd been reported missing. Nashua police officials say based on their initial investigation, clothing description, and body condition, they believe it to be a young man who was swept away in a storm drain. More on these stories from townhall.com. A corroded iron key to a locker on the Titanic is sold at auction for the equivalent of about $104,000. More from correspondent Karen Chambas.
The key, which had been expected to fetch £35,000 less than the final sale price, belonged to a 23-year-old ship steward called Sydney. He was one of the 1,500 people who died when the state-of-the-art passenger liner struck an iceberg and sank during its maiden voyage from England to New York. The key, attached to a brass tag stamped Locker 14F Deck, was sent to the steward's pregnant widow after his body was recovered. Karen Chamas, London.
Stocks opening higher on Wall Street, but traders seem to think that federal regulators could sink a proposed merger between AT&T and Time Warner. Stock values for Time Warner down 3%, off 2% for AT&T, as the two companies have proposed a major merger. More details at Town.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl and Bob at the helm here on our Monday show. It's the 24th of October. We're very excited. Hey, and by the way, you can go to KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat pack. We are having, of course, our political moment here this morning with our guests. But first, let's go to the weather. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of rain and then heavy rain today with our highs of 60, our lows of 54. Tomorrow calls for light rain with our highs of 60 and 57. Today the precipitation will be about 100% with 19-mile-an-hour winds and 81% humidity. Wednesday calls for partly cloudy with a high of 70 and a low of 54 with about 8 miles per hour wind. Lots of information, but mostly it looks like our forecast calls for kind of a cold and rainy week with our highs. Actually, our lows of Sunday go down to 58. So, you know, it's getting into the brr weather. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every morning that we read our weather, they bring us, they are sponsors for the weather. Veteran owned. Locally owned. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call for all your propane needs and gas needs. 365-3793.
This segment of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. If you've got a chip in your windshield or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. That's right. He guarantees his work. He makes sure that you're happy with it. He's the only one around town that can do this. And that's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Located at 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373. Let a little chip in your windshield get water in it, and it freezes. It becomes a large crack, and now you've lost your windshield. Get it fixed, very reasonably priced, and it's guaranteed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Steve Morgan. And, you know, I'm glad to see you. You're running, of course, for a supervisor, 4th District.
Yes, I am.
And please accept our condolences for the loss of your house. That happened a few weeks ago.
So
thank
sorry.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it just, you just know, happened. Things. It was just things yeah. that were burned up. And Pam and I have got each other, and all our memories are up in the brain and in our heart. And we're just going on from yeah. there. I mean, it's you have to. You can't sit and be a boohoo yeah. type person, or otherwise everybody else is going to be a...
In the midst of yeah. all this, you're running for a position in our government, our local government. And before we get into like some deep conversation with what's happening and your political beliefs and your platform and all that, let's go to the phones with our rally, Sally, this morning from our Reading Patriots. What's happening, Sally?
Oh, hi, Linda. Thank you. Yes, thank you for... let me come on and invite people to come out and find out what all the fuss is about with these Project Veritas videos. You know, there's a lot more videos than are being exposed on the TV and on the internet. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to show them all and talk about them along with some other videos that have come out this past week. And actually, I just see online today that James O'Keefe has got a brand new video that he's going to release today. So we will have those up-to-the-minute videos, and we're going to play them and talk about them tonight.
Okay, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. at
6
the...
6 o'clock, yes, at the Eagles Nest Church at 3276 Bocelli Lane. Come find out what all the fuss is about.
It's his last ones. Actually got some Democratic operatives fired. And a lot brought a lot of embarrassment to the Democratic Party because they were out there trying to pick fights and organizing fights against Trump's people to make them look bad.
Yes, and this new yeah. video is supposed to implicate Hillary and Donna Brazile, I'm thinking, about her connection with CNN.
Yeah, getting questions. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, thanks. Tonight,
thank
6
you.
P.m.
Okay.
All right, again, we're here with Steve Morgan. And, Steve, why did you decide to run for supervisor, 4th District?
Well, the main reason I decided to run was people from Lakehead, City of Shasta Lake and that, asked me to run because they were dissatisfied with the incumbent. They felt that they weren't getting the attention that they wanted. They make phone calls and no answers, and they just didn't believe he was doing the job that he was voted in to do. And they asked me to run, and my wife encouraged myself to run. And so, therefore, I got on the trail, and here we are.
Okay. What would you say your biggest difference is between you and your opponent?
I care about the people in District 4. I believe that the supervisor should be a active member of the community. In my brochure, it says grow a community, and grow a community means that that supervisor needs to be active in that community, go to different functions, help out wherever is possible, go to the city council meetings, participate in the events in that community, and I think that way you garnish loyalty, you garnish trust in that. Also, you hold periodic meetings to inform the constituents or all the citizens of District 4 and of city or the county of Shasta to inform them of what's going on with the county. And if they have any concerns, that's the time for them to voice their concerns and see what you can do about them.
Would you support having at least one meeting a month at night?
Yes, I would. Yes, I believe that the meeting should be at nighttime because when I go to a lot of these meetings, there's hardly anybody there when they're during, you know, under the daytime. Now, I'm on the Commission on Aging, and we move around as much as we can. Also, Shasta-Lafco, they move Redding, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, and the Supervisor Chambers, and I think that's important that the people in those particular venues can see and hear and ask questions of those particular commissions. I think that's very important. People get involved.
We're going to take a break here, but just a quick question. they've had, as you know, a battle with the state of Jefferson supporters
yes.
about just getting having a presentation mm-hmm. for the state of Jefferson. And they've said that unless they get two more votes, there's no way that they're going to let the state of Jefferson come back and give a presentation. Do you support that, or are you willing to listen to the state of Jefferson?
I'm always willing to listen to anybody if they have an important point. And if they can put in the chemical trails or whatever that is up in the air, you see those white lines, and let them have a presentation, then they should allow the state of Jefferson to do the same. Equal time for equal speech.
Okay. All right. We're here with Steve Morgan, and he's running for 4th District Supervisor. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 20 years, it's a veteran-owned business that's been voted best in the North State for 2015. It should probably be voted best in the North State for every year. If you have any type of heating or cooling system needs, talk to Martin and his people. They can absolutely help you on anything. They have guarantees. They get warranties. They can do a lot of things for you in your house. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Without reservation, we endorse Alliance Heating and Air.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Tent, listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:18 in the morning here on Monday, the 24th of October. I can't believe it that it's going to be Halloween.
It's going to be Halloween, but right now we're going to have a rainy week ahead of us. And actually on Halloween, which is, well, the actual Halloween is going to be Monday, but our forecast goes up until next week. But we are going to have a rainy week and a cold week. The high on Sunday is going to be near 61 degrees. And we have some predictions of 58, rainy and cloudy. But, you know, just be careful anyway. So that's we have a forecast of rainy and kind of a chilly week. 8:18 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Budget Blinds. And Jerry and his people over there are Budget Blinds. And most people, when they're not sure what they should put on there, what's going to look the best. And if you're kind of like wondering about the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows, you give Jerry a call. He's going to come over there with all types of samples. He's going to look at your decor. He's going to look at your budget. And he's going to come up with the right answer so it makes your home look wonderful. Make your windows look wonderful. It can make your home cooler or warmer. It can make it look bigger. It can do so many things with the right window coverings, and that's Jerry and Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. Great people over there at Budget Blinds. We're here with Steve Morgan, who is running for 4th District Supervisor position against the incumbent. And D&E, what happens if D doesn't pass?
If D doesn't pass, the city's going to have to just stand still. But the main thing there is thinking about if Proposition 64 passes, they could treat that as an agricultural product. And I think
okay, now we're talking about if the marijuana proposition passes.
Right, that's plan B.
Right now it's illegal to grow anything outside in Shasta County.
Correct.
But under this new proposition, I don't think the county's got anything to say about it.
Well, I think the county can and will. They have regulations. They have licenses that
they can
obtain.
They can do that, yes.
And treat it as an agricultural product. That's plan B if D doesn't pass. D is a very important proposition that needs to pass, and all the citizens in Redding need to realize it's not only Redding that's going to benefit, but the county, because the sheriff is going to be able to add more jail beds so that the people that do the crime do the time. And that's the important thing. This thing of the crooks going in one door and out the back door and committing the same crime and being caught five times in a row stealing cars or breaking into things has got to stop. I mean,
that would be nice.
Yeah. And then also D will get a sobering center. Now, that's important. 23 hours for somebody that's under mentally ill or needs to sober up from the booze. Then he can get him help after he's sobered up and gets his mind on straight.
Yeah.
Mental health facilities, $1 million on each from the city and from the county, plus the $500,000 that they got as a grant. This is an important step that they've went forward. And if the D doesn't pass, $500,000 is not going to accomplish what they need to do for a mental health center. And there's all kinds of things. Firemen, extra firemen on the fire trucks. That is going to help with the fire in all around the county, just like the fire up in Shasta Lake. They could have, it'd be helpful if they had had that extra person on the fire engine. So, I mean, it's beneficial all the way around.
But if it doesn't, there's got to be a fallback position. But I tell you what, Steve, let's take a quick break here. We got Congressman LaMalfa's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman LaMalfa, good morning.
Hi, Carl. Linda, how you doing?
Good morning.
Well,
we're great.
I tell you what, after we saw what the Pentagon's doing to the California National Guard, I'm not feeling real good about this.
That's why I thought maybe I should call you this morning.
Good. I had a feeling that you just, I said, I wonder if Congressman LaMalfa's going to call us about this, because he knows how enraged the North State is about this.
Yeah. So I caught wind of this sometime on Friday, I think it was, so obviously it's hard to get a lot of great information over the weekend or even out of the media. So the bottom line looks like that somebody in the Pentagon was not authorized to do these bonuses and did them anyway, and some of those individuals are actually in prison now. So that said, the promises were made. Some of them were paid out. My rough understanding is every other state has found a way to forgive that debt, Not that forgiveness is really the right word for something that's offered and accepted under those under that guise by
waived.
Those
waived is a good word.
Anyway, I think every state that has been participating, except for California, has found a way to do that debt forgiveness, so to speak. So they're saying now that here that they don't have the law doesn't allow the state National Guard to do that. So we're going to be peeling that back to see what really is going on with the law. How did the other states do it, if that is correct? And at the bottom line is that none of these National Guard members need to be paying back some old debt and going through what they're already going through with the way it is to have an income and the stress of that and worrying about their family's income and financial situation while they're deployed or what have you. So,
well, let me ask this question, Congressman. There are some people that refinanced their houses. Their standard of living went way down while they paid this back because they're honorable people. Will they have that money returned to them?
That would be my intention, is that, look, you've already spent the money. You enlisted under the
honorable reasons.
But also the knowledge or the perceived knowledge that this was a bonus that they were doing. Because, you know, many of these National Guard members have already been deployed two or three, maybe four, or who knows how many times.
Yeah.
So at the stress level or the fatigue, like, okay, well, if you're gonna incentivize me that much, I'll do another hitch, you know. And so
sure,
that's a promise that was made. At my level, I don't care that it was a screw up or something was done incorrectly at the Pentagon. Everybody on the ground received it with the full faith that was a promise that's being kept. So we got to find a way to make sure that's kept. Anybody that's already paid something back should be recompensated for what they've paid back. Because, you know, if you thought you're getting a $10,000 or $15,000 bonus to re-up, then you planned for that. You lived that, and your family has. So
yeah, you did it.
I don't see where soldiers should have to pay.
It's ridiculous.
Dime back, and that.
Well, just give me. I can give you another.
Need to have a reimbursement coming to them as well.
I can give you a quick example. Not my fault, but because of something the dispersing did over when I was deployed over to Iraq the last time in 2006 and 2007, they overpaid me. Not because I had done anything wrong, but because of a mistake they had made. And it wasn't a lot, but, you know, 4 years later, they come back and say I was overpaid. And I sent a letter in saying it wasn't my fault, and I request a waiver, and they did that.
They did it.
They did it,
They can do it on that.
Right.
I mean, none of these were done. I can't imagine these were done fraudulently by the soldiers. If there's fraud somewhere, fine, we'll figure it out. But
doesn't Congress have the
promises made? Go ahead.
Can't Congress lean in on the Pentagon and say, hey, look, guys, take this back, because you're not going to, these people have already served, some of them have served two or three tours over there on this reenlistment, and now you want them to turn around and pay you back for the money. Can't Congress walk in, or can't Congress lean on the Pentagon?
The quickest thing we can do is weigh in on it. So we're planning today to get all of our California delegation, Democrats and Republicans, to sign on a letter and ship that over right away. Say, guys, you're barking up the wrong tree here.
Great.
And then when we are able to get back after this election, I think one of the first things we should do is contemplate how we can do legislation to, if the law needs to be straightened out, if there's a clarification of the law, fine, we'll straighten it out. But
would you tell everybody that's
being read wrong because of the inconsistency between other states? Why is it the California National Guard seems to be, I guess at this point, the only one enforcing on this and others are forgiven it? Does that mean the other states have actually put their funding in at the state level to take care of the National Guard's needs, because the federal government is the one that seems to be wants the money back? So the federal government, we need an appropriation to the federal government to make it fair to every state's National Guard, and so that the money will trickle back down to. Because it's not like anybody in the military is overpaid, okay? So
well, and these are guys and girls that have gotten out already, you know, because it's been 10 years. You know, some of them have probably been wounded. Some of them have been, not all of them got out of there unscathed. And then to come back and say, hey, look, you owe us $15,000 for going. Hey, by the way, you owe us $15,000. This is just incredibly, abysmal action by the Pentagon. And then people are, and when the assistant National Guard commander, deputy National Guard commander, goes, oh, my hands are tied. No, no, they're not. No, they're not tied. You know what I mean? And so I'm so glad to see Congressman Lamalfa, you calling us on this. And I tell you what, would you say tell everybody within the sound of our voice not to pay this?
You know, I don't want anybody to get into a legal issue. So okay. I hope we can act quickly enough all to right. freeze the policy
good.
At the Pentagon, you know, wherever it's coming from, and have that notice get out. It's the same as that, in a way, as the fire tax in California,
yeah.
you know, Carl, because people are paying that under protest and filing a protest claim so that when this lawsuit stuff finally gets through with Howard Jarvis on the fire tax, that they will be in line under the class action to receive the refund. So I wouldn't say do anything this week anyway
because you'd get in trouble.
You know, maybe a possible legal pickle because they'll just put individuals.
I understand that.
But, you know,
and I understand.
I get the spirit of it.
Yeah.
I would the fighting side of me, according to Merle Haggard, would say don't do it. But just hang on a few days, and we'll try and keep you informed on others as what we're turning up.
Please.
Now, certainly, as I observe Sunday, there's a lot of members of Congress and bipartisan that are outraged. So I think this thing's going to spread like wildfire through through the committee process or whatever it's going to take. But I think the first thing we'll do is get out a cease and desist letter that we're all going to sign on to, especially California delegation, to get the attention that the California Guard is the one being first.
It would be nice to see something be unanimous going through the Congress.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
And
more stuff passes unanimously than meets the eye.
Oh, no, I understand
at
that.
Each other's throats. But this would probably be one of them unless there's a couple of... There's a couple goofball legislators that hate America, so anyway.
Yeah. Hey, our guest here, or our call-in guest, surprise guest, is Congressman Lamalfa. He will be here our first Friday of November, in fact.
Hey, I'll let you get back to what you were doing, unless there's anything else you want to ask.
But, well, supervisor candidate for the 4th District, Steve Morgan's here with us, and we're going through his platform. But I was enraged about this so much about the National Guard. I was going to say, where can I get into this? But I'm so glad you called and gave me a chance to
glad we'll drop in and to take care of, you know, let Mr. Morgan have a fair shot, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Okay. Thank you.
You
Bye.
Bet. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That's right, and go on down and see where you can get your best amount of coffee beans by the pound. In fact, I'm going to head out there today. Tobacco and Brew inside, Espresso Joe's with the Tobacco and Brew Cuties. Not only that, you can get your pumpkin lattes. Now's your time to get that great holiday coffee by the beans. And, of course, they always have the greatest walk-in humidor with all kinds of cigars and grab bags and all kinds of wonderful things. Get ready for your holiday needs. Again, that's Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there, a veteran-owned business where it's man's last stronghold, the very best place in probably the world to get your haircut. I know. You're going to say, how can you say that? You've never had your haircut in Taipei, Taiwan. Well, yes, I have. And this is better than that. No matter, there were like six women cutting my hair and doing my nails and little massages on my face. But it is still better at Cypress Square Barbershop. Anyway, it's a seniors and veterans get discounts. Steve Morgan's over here snorveling. What do you just? He's snorting because he's laughing so hard here. Anyway, good morning, Steve Morgan.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Now, hey, welcome to her world. So, Steve's running for a supervisor, 4th District.
Yes, I am.
And you just had 10 minutes of your time taken away by Congressman LaMalfa calling in. You know what? I felt like he was going to call in today because I was getting ready to unload on this after you'd left on this National Guard fiasco. And I'm so glad that he called in to say, look, we're gonna put this right, make this right. And even somebody wrote here that he served in so many different National Guard units, and he said it's well known that the California National Guard's reenlistment group was corrupt, and that they were handing out reenlistment bonuses, and they shouldn't be. And so then people are asking, then why didn't you report this? But to hold all the people responsible that took the money that was offered to them by a California National Guard person, and even if those people are in jail, that's like holding people responsible for give money to a huckster that takes their money and then he goes to jail and they lose everything. I mean,
It's your fault. Happened with my folks.
Anyway, so they're going to try and do something about it. Anyway, okay, Steve, going back to D and then Proposition 64 about the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
You said you got to treat marijuana like a
agriculture,
and that way at least you can look at it and keep the rodenticides and keep all the stuff from out of Mexico off and out of our environment.
That is correct, because in there, built in, there's a lot of testing that's going on, and that's the main thing, is to make sure that what you're getting is pesticide-free and it's good for the person that's going to use it, because he doesn't want to ingest it and wind up in the hospital. And I think there's a lot of things that goes on in the distribution of a distribution center, and there's a matrix that shows that who can do what. Like the distributor can only do one thing, and the people that have licenses to grow big-scale marijuana agricultural products, they can only do that. Or the small-scale mom-and-pop operation, they can do more than one or two things. So, I mean, the rules are there, the laws are there, and licenses are there to be taken care of. And I think there's been a lot of thought going into it, but there still needs to be more work done. And like two of my ladies from City of Shasta Lake Collectives, they're not for Proposition 54 because, or 64, because there is bumps in the road.
Yeah, because you don't have, because counties don't have anything to say about what happens.
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. But part of it is if it does pass, it's going to wind up bigger tax on the medical marijuana to the point of around
30%. It won't be medical anymore, will it?
No, it'll be recreational, but it'll be the taxes will be so high it'll drive out the little people that put in the salves and the edibles and that type of thing. It'll drive them right out of business with the high taxes.
Oh,
and that's not right. And it'll also do away with some of the matrix that's been generated for the medical marijuana. So, I mean, you just got to have to
look at
the big picture.
There's a lot of things in this 64 that it's offending a lot of people. A lot of people just, oh, it's just for smoking dope.
No.
They don't realize that the amount of problems that the state of Colorado, we had the figures in on that, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The state of Colorado is actually spending more money than it's bringing in.
That's correct.
On people that have been injured and wrecked and the problems it's causing with overdoses of I don't know if you can overdose on cannabis, but whatever it is. And,
right.
And how do you even tell, you know, because it stays in your system for 30 days.
Right.
If somebody is driving under the influence, except, you know, it's almost, you've got to, because there's nothing in there that says what is.
No.
So you've got, you know, the officer has got to say, okay, this is what I saw. Here's a, you know, a film of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was driving under the influence. I mean, it's going to be a mess,
yeah.
And people don't realize this. Well,
what I understand is Colorado and Washington, they didn't really think it through before they passed it.
Yeah.
And this way here, if 64 doesn't pass, it gives them a chance to take those laws that are in place already. There's seven laws that were passed by the legislature, and they need to be readdressed and corrected. Because the people that wrote 64, from what I understand, did it from the first draft on a lot of these marijuana laws instead of waiting until the laws were finalized and then writing their
Thursday morning we're going to have one of the people that's advocates for 64
mm-hmm.
to come in. We'll be our guest, and we'll be talking about that.
Well, that'd be great.
We'll ask them a lot of questions that way. Now, Steve, we talk about business in
mm-hmm.
Shasta County.
Right.
I mean, right now, the tax base in Shasta County is just like flat.
Right.
The only way they're getting any more money is because they're raising the cost, raising the values on your property, which I think is kind of suspect. But okay.
Right.
And so what kind of plans do you have?
Well, my plan is you take care of the businesses that you have in the county. You don't put in unnecessary regulations to drive them out of business or drive them out of the county. You help them along to grow their businesses. That's the main thing there. Help them to get into a bigger platform where they hire more people. If you hire more people, you wind up with more taxes. If you hire somebody or if you go into a bigger building or that, the property taxes increase. And that's how you get extra money into your treasury. You don't get it by putting in unnecessary regulations. But my main thing is you take care of what you have first. You don't go outside and, you know, it's nice to go outside and take care of those, you know, of bringing people in. But you need to take care of, like I say, the people on the that have the businesses in the county that want to grow. And you don't put the unnecessary regulations out that will stop them from growing and bringing in more people, more workers, employees. That's my thoughts on businesses.
Okay. The people that I'm talking about have been permitting and all that. Inspections seem to be having – they're still having problems with people over there.
That's what I understand. I had a chance to meet with some of the officials, the head of the different departments. And I know that they are implementing a program so that to make those regulations easier on the customer. In other words, when they go in to pull their permits, they're going to go ahead and have lists of things that they need to do, and so that they don't have to be coming back and forth unnecessarily. And I think that's important. I think there's a lot of animosity that a person goes in to get a permit, and then he comes back, and they say, oh, we forgot to tell you this, and he comes back again,
yeah.
Oh, we forgot to tell you that, and so on and so forth. And I think that's being taken care of. we'll just have to wait and see on that one. And I think it'll take about a year for it to get straightened out, a new computer program that...
Maybe. We'll maybe. See.
We'll see.
Okay. Hey, Steve, tell us the impact you're... because we've been talking about this, the impact of losing your house right during the beginning of your campaign has been...
Wow, yeah. That's just... Yeah. Well, our hearts go out with you because you were part of that fire.
Right. Well, we were in Napa. My wife and I were in Napa for my 55th class reunion. And the bad part about that was I lost my truck. But in my truck was a lot of my 4x4 signs and a lot of the smaller signs. In the garage was a lot of door hangers and that type of thing and brochures and that. And so I lost the whole shooting match. And there was a time when we were driving back from our reunion in Napa that I was almost given thought to, this is going to be too daunting to try to take care of the house and that. But my wife said, no. We put too much into this, and there's too many people counting on you to run and win the seat. And I said, yeah, you're right. And so let's go on. And, if it wasn't for believing in Jesus Christ and having him help us or down the road, I think that was the turning point. You know, we go down to Rio Vista quite frequently, and there's a pastor down there in the St. Joseph's Catholic Church that we're able to talk to, and he gave us good advice. And he said, set your priorities. And this is our priorities, to combine both the house rebuilding and the campaign together. And then we had also at St. Michael's, we have a wonderful priest, Father Lawrence. And he gave us good advice. And the community has been just outstanding. If it hadn't been for the community wrapping their arms around us, strangers coming up and saying, sorry, you lost your house. We were down in Vacaville the other day buying some kitchen appliances and that, and this lady saw us grabbing this and that and everything else. She says, geez, why are you getting so much, kitchen stuff? And we told her about the fire, and all of a sudden she started sobbing uncontrollably, wrapped her arms around us, said, well, I'm going to cry for you. Since you're not going to cry, you're too, you're just taking it too well. You know, you're standing up and you're giving an example of the way you should be, And I just say, well, hey, God, had a fire sale and forgot to ask us to it. And, but he's been giving us advice, That's our crutch is Jesus Christ is guiding us down the road.
There's all types of plans out there.
Yes, there are. There's a little bump in the road, and we're following.
But you're both okay. That's the big thing.
And yes, we are.
And your in your memories, you still have your memories.
Yes, we are. And so, memories are up in the brain and in our heart.
And I'm sure there's other people that got pictures and all types of things
they're
going to be able to get back to you.
Yes, they are. And our insurance company has been wonderful.
Oh, good.
Safeco Insurance. I mean, it's. Oh, couldn't ask for anything better. I've had them for over 40 years, and couldn't ask for somebody better. I mean, they've been wonderful.
All right. Our guest has been Steve Morgan, running for Shasta County Supervisor, 4th District, up in the Lakehead and
Lakehead,
City of Shasta Lake and all those areas.
Costella.
And is besides running and his opinions on where we should be going, also had to fight off the effects of a house fire that took everything they owned.
Yes.
But he's still in there. He's still in the fight.
Yes, we are.
That's good tenacity there, buddy.
Just like the phoenix, we're going to raise out of the ashes. Better and better.
Oh, somebody says you should check your insurance policy. You may be able to build someplace other than Shasta County.
Well, this person wants everybody to leave. I think it's so he can buy up real estate cheap.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate
How do people get a hold of you?
People get a hold of me because of the fire. I lost the computer. I lost my Facebook page and everything. And get a hold of me at 530-410-1276. That's my cell phone. And I'll be more than happy to answer it and get back to you just as soon as I can and give you an answer.
Okay. Steve Morgan. All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Linda and Carl.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and we are in Free Fire Radio. It is 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, Monday, the 24th of October. It's 57 degrees, going up to 60 today with rain. We'll be right back. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing up.
My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for 1 day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Turtle Bay's fall plan sale prices have been extended. If you missed out on the sale, don't worry. You can still get a discount on the many drought-tolerant and riparian perennial plants that have been grown on-site at the Turtle Bay Nursery. Turtle Bay members get 30% off and non-members get 20% off through the month of October. The nursery is open every Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit turtlebay.org for a full inventory list and more details. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. 8:51, currently 57 degrees. Our highs today will be 60, lows of 52. We have a big chance of rain, Carl. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. As we close up our day today, Ed DeFore and Kyle DeFore family have been there here in Northern California for over 8 years with their butcher shop and over 1,000 drinks, including 250 beers, or it's counting, I think the last time, 300. Got to get that thing updated. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. And Kyle always does our Friday night football games.
And Tuesday night sports show. This guy has got an encyclopedia for a mind when it comes to sports. Okay, here's some things I want to talk about. Deputy Jack Hawkins, out Modoc County deputy who was killed.
Oh, boy.
Showing up for a family altercation and was killed. I mean, immediately shot dead. The sheriff shot it out with the guy and wounded him, and they've arrested him. The sheriff was wounded also, but the sheriff himself shot the guy that did it. Big procession, and it came in. And of course, I was putting things out on Facebook last Friday because I was running out to I was over to see Kyle out at Mighty Fine Foods, and they had the giant flag out. They had police all around. I called Bob. Bob's making announcements. And then they took him home Saturday. He was going down there Friday for the it was Thursday. It was they were taking him back Saturday and up to Wairika, and there's a big procession that way, too. It's terrible. And then two more police shot in Oklahoma. The number of police being shot in ambush has just risen extremely. At the same time, they're talking about the rise in homegrown terrorism here in the United States, and part of it, there's, you know, of course, they're going after the skinheads and the, you know, and the you know, white militants and all that, and not quite mentioning the fact that the main, you know, they're talking about the, of course, the tragedy in South Carolina, that terrible tragedy where that crazed individual shot 9 African Americans and they had a couple others, but they seem to skip over the shooting of the 49 people in the club down in Tampa, and the 29 and the people killed in San Bernardino and all this, because those were, I guess you could say, homegrown terrorists, but they're also Islamic terrorists. So we have two groups here, and which is fine. I mean, in the sense of, okay, let's identify them. The three guys that were going to blow up all these Muslims in this one town and their mosque, and were setting up car bombs, and they arrested those three. I find it interesting that they can arrest these three guys, they're planning to do this, and yet other people that kill 29 people at a time, they have, even though they've arrested them, they have no concept they're going to go do this. I have to ask myself how and why. The other thing, one more sad thing and then a happy thing. Two things. Cardinals and Seahawks. We don't watch football, professional football, that much anymore for a variety of reasons, and we all know the main reason, Colin. And I do look at the scores to see if he got beat, and he did. But last night, the Seahawks and the Cardinals, 3-3, then it was 6-6, and they get down into overtime. They get down to the 5-yard line, the Cardinals do. How automatic is that? The kicker misses the field goal from like 8 yards out. Misses it. Everybody just, and you just seen this guy's face. He was just, I mean, you can't imagine the devastation. This guy's a pro. They pay him for one thing. Hit a field goal. I mean, you're not shooting from 60 yards out, are you? No, you're shooting from 5 or 8. He misses. Hits the crossbar. Misses it. So here comes Seattle the other way, and they take it all the way down to like the 12-yard line, and the guy's lined up perfectly. Ball comes back. He kicks it. He misses it, and it goes to a tie. Two guys that are paid, you know, they're not paid like, you know, quarterbacks or anything, but I'm sure they're paid a substantial amount of money. I think at the very least they get paid is like $775,000 a year, so you know they're getting paid more than that. Both of them missed it. And you should have seen the guy's face from the Cardinal team who missed it on the 5-yard line. His face was just like this. You know, I mean, he was so depressed, and then the other guy missed it. And you just saw this guy, all the weight in the world kind of went off him, but he still knew that he had screwed up. So,
well, that's the power of watching sports.
Wow.
And the reality is there were humans, and you know, you can be paid to be the greatest. Okay, so I want to just shift gears
fast. But the last thing on this is, here's what the bottom line is. It makes no difference. It's a damn football game. Okay, let's go on.
So another Bethel celebrity rant of why the hatred for Donald Trump. Cher. And I watched this the other day. I was watching Robert De Niro. Oh, my God. I just... You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that really is probably showing you how thin-skinned I really am. This weekend was my 40th class reunion. I did not go. For a variety of reasons, yes. We had some events, but I just didn't want to get into, you do conservative talk radio. I didn't want to get in trying, after not seeing people for a long time, defending myself, not being truthful, having to be politically correct, moving amongst shard, broken glass. I just have to be honest about it. That makes me kind of sick. And I think a lot of the celebrity outpouring of what's happening with the spewing of their hatred towards Donald Trump. I remember when I was in Hollywood and I was a closet Bush supporter. And my roommate at that particular time, we were closet Republicans. And it was just, you'd have to sit there and listen to these people talk about Bush and the, you know, it was just, anyway, so that's what we're going. I find that I don't want to go into environments that make me feel like I have to
defend your life,
hide,
yeah,
and not be truthful. That's kind of like, okay, the analogy would be like if you're gay but you can't come out because you're afraid everyone's going to bash you.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing for those people who are conservatives. Why can't the left or the people who are believing who you believe in just shut up and let people feel and believe what they want to believe?
In fact, there
was a wonderful post today from Lori, a couple of days about Lori Goyne and one of the priests that said, you must vote, the importance of voting. She said, really, do you ever go and get a standing ovation? Because he went on about how spiritually it's important to vote. Vote your conscience. Just vote. Just vote. It's really, really important to vote.
And we're going to be pushing this all the way through Election Day. Good news.
And I'm not going to hate you if you vote for Hillary.
No.
We're not going to hate you.
No.
Just vote.
Just don't throw it in our face. Hey, Bethel wins 4 Dove Awards.
Yay.
That's great. It's the equivalent of the Emmys in Christian music. Super. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane and
Grammys.
More. Yeah, that's what I meant, Grammys in that. Everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy out there today.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Val Dior. Good news for those of us on the road. Gas prices are in decline again.
Gasoline prices dropped on average in the past 2 weeks. It was about a 4-cent drop to $2.25 per gallon for a regular. And this was the first drop in 11 weeks.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg. It is the second day of Donald Trump's 3-day swing through Florida, a must-win state for him. Based on current polling, there's no scenario in which he can lose Florida and still win the 270 electoral votes he needs to become president. Even if he wins Florida, Trump's path to 270 would require wins in several more swing states like North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, and Nevada. President Obama stepping up the pace, campaigning for Hillary Clinton. The president will headline party fundraisers today in California. Last night, he campaigned in Vegas for Mrs. Clinton. At a time when law enforcement seems to be under fire, Americans' respect for police is way